Cults have always captured the imagination of Americans. Cults are a way to control people, and Americans tend to be susceptible to the toxic appeal of cults. Waco, the Manson family, in today's episode, we're going to talk about a very American vice in the name of the cult. A cult is most often thought of as a religious or utopian group with a charismatic leader. These groups can cause a great deal of harm, ranging from the breakup of families to horrific acts of ritual murder, mass suicide, and acts of terrorism, Jonestown, Waco, and so on. And usually target people with low self-esteem to join because they will be easily influenced. In recent years, allegiance to cult groups has increased significantly, especially in the United States, which is also conspiracy territory. Perhaps due to the allegiance of celebrities such as Madonna, Jay-Z, Kanye West, or Tom Cruise, to name a few, this helps promote cults and new forms of religion. Scientology or Illuminati have big names in the industry. From a sociological point of view, we can easily understand that cults form and thrive not because people are crazy, but because they want a meaningful life to serve God or humanity, and they want to be taken care of, to feel protected and safe, and to belong to a group. Today's world is a tough one, with more abstract issues. Americans, humans in general, actually, need clarity. Many people join cults because they believe they are being offered solid, absolute answers to questions such as right and wrong, religion, the meaning of life, politics, and so on. Many cult leaders promote messages that are simple and seem to make sense, the opposite of what we often receive in everyday life. The paranoid style of American to questioning everything through conspiracy theory creates a boulevard for all of these cult leaders to attract more people into their cycles. The paranoid style of Americans, as mentioned earlier, is what we can understand through their lifestyle. Americans are not naturally paranoid. They are driven to paranoia by the media for the most part. American news shows segments such as death in our grocery stores or a mother on the news terrified because a stranger greeted her child and wasn't in the same aisle as them. I mean, for some, the United States makes life toxic for its citizens. Think of the advertisements for drugs that you can see everywhere and to treat every problem. Pills for sleep, pills for diabetes, pills for weight loss, pills for anxiety, pills for depression. America's love for cult is as weird as America's tendency for paranoia and conspiracy, I guess. That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for another episode of the Marian Podcast, the only podcast to explain what's being said and what's happening only in America.